Air News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The UN Security Council is demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Council members issued the call, but not a binding resolution. The Palestinian UN ambassador, Riyad Mansour, says more needs to be done. He wants countries to press Israel to lift its blockade of Gaza and allow in supplies.
You cannot keep 1.8 million Palestinian civilians in the Gaza Strip in this huge prison. That is a recipe for disaster. It is inhumane, and it has to be stopped, and it has to be lifted.
But Israel's UN ambassador, Ron Prosser, says opening supply routes to Gaza allows Palestinian militants to get material.
Everyone, you know, repeated like parrots here, why don't you allow construction material in? Tons of cement to those terror tunnels, millions of dollars going into those terror tunnels with one object only. And that is to murder, kill, maim, and kidnap Israeli citizens.
More than 40 people have been killed in Israel in the recent conflict, most of them soldiers. More than 1,000 Palestinians have been killed, most of them civilians. International monitors have still not been able to reach the debris field in eastern Ukraine, where a passenger jet was shot down more than a week ago. There's heavy fighting in the area between Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian separatists. The U.S. continues to accuse Russia of backing the separatists, and Sunday, U.S. officials released satellite data. They show, say, that Russia is firing rockets into Ukraine. Russia denies it. Congress returns today for its final work week before its long August recess. NPR's S.V. Date reports the list of unfinished business includes finding money for the highway construction account that's nearly empty.
The House has already passed a 10-month extension of the Highway Trust Fund that'll prevent the slowdown or halt to construction projects all over the country. The Senate plans action later this week. Neither chamber has passed legislation dealing with an influx of unaccompanied children over the southern border, although both have proposals under consideration. The House and Senate are closer to an agreement on a bill dealing with long delays for medical care at Veterans Affairs hospitals and clinics, and House Republican leaders plan to pass a resolution allowing them to sue President Obama over their belief that he overstepped his constitutional authority on the Affordable Care Act. S.V. Date, NPR News, the Capitol.
Meanwhile, House and Senate negotiators have apparently reached an agreement to address the VA's troubled health program. The chairman of the House and Senate Armed Services Committees will hold a news conference later today to discuss it. A federal judge has overturned one of the laws on handguns in Washington, D.C. The judge struck down a law banning people from carrying guns outside of a person's home. The judge says it violates the Second Amendment. The ruling was issued over the weekend. This is NPR. Fire officials in Southern California say a 20-year-old man was killed Sunday after lightning struck around Venice Beach. L.A. Fire spokeswoman Catherine Main says the event was not typical.
It's very unusual to get that kind of weather conditions in Southern California, but we were having isolated thunderstorms, and all of the people that required treatment or transportation were in or near the water when this lightning event occurred.
More than a dozen people were injured, although it's not clear any were struck by lightning. At the White House today, President Obama is set to honor new recipients of the National Medal of Arts and National Humanities Medal. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports the honorees include big names from film, music, literature, and the stage.
The 11 new National Medal of Arts winners include Broadway composer John Kander, who helped write songs for the musical Chicago. And all that jazz. The list also includes DreamWorks Animation CEO Jeffrey Katzenberg, writers Julia Alvarez and Maxine Hong Kingston, and singer Linda Ronstadt. The 10 National Humanities Medal winners include a couple of public radio names, Krista Tippett and Diane Rehm. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, Washington.
The winner of this year's Tour de France cycling race is Vincenzo Nibali of Italy. He was in the lead for much of the three-week-long race. Last year's winner, Chris Froome, crashed out early. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.